Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Come on and give God praise. Is not God worthy? Is not God such a worthy God today? Hasn't he been good to you? Has not God been good to you today? Hallelujah. Then go ahead and show him some love. Go ahead and just give him some praise. A few hallelujahs, a few hosannas, a few thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast. Live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Wassey Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today is redeem the time. Redeem the time. And, hallelujah, this is a follow-up to what we spoke about on yesterday in regard to missed opportunities. And if you did not hear that, you missed such an awesome teaching on what you should be doing. But today, we're in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 16. And while you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me on Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live on Daily Fire. You can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180. And then on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions live on air, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's rawsi.org. But the best way to ensure that you never miss any of this powerful teaching is to follow me so that the recordings will be text to you. Do that by texting the message DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. DF to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text that includes today's teaching. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is available on my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's rawsi.org. All right? By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of Ephesians. We're going to chapter 5, verse 16, reading from the KJV. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Listen at that again. Redeeming the time. Why? Because the days are evil. And I went actually into verse 17, so I'll finish that up in verse 18. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Come on and let's give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Repeat after me. Redeem the time. Quite a while back, but I believe it was earlier this year, last year,
Congress was having some kind of session with someone, some kind of inquiry. And Congresswoman Maxine Waters was questioning the person, and she believed that the person who was presiding was infringing upon her time or others. And so she made this statement that became a famous moniker, if you will. I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time. And for my purpose in teaching this, it really doesn't matter if you like Maxine Waters or not, if you're a Republican or Democrat or independent, because I'm not really pushing any political affiliation here on Daily Fire. We're here to rightly expound the Word of God to empower your everyday life. So it became, you know, famous, and people begin to say, I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time. And what they were really saying is, I want back the time that you took from me. I want the opportunity to do again what I plan to do within that time. Now, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, that I read unto you, we have the author here. He's encouraging the people to understand that time waits for no one, that they need to be more diligent about what they are doing with their time. As a matter of fact, if I went up in the verse before, he would have told them, or he told them, seeing then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Brothers and sisters, we're living in the last days. We're living in a time of a great falling away from the word and the will of God. People are doing whatever they want, saying whatever they want. This includes within our own churches. We have people who are, openly living against the word of God, who are pastors, leading churches, and bishops. We have a society that tells girls it's okay for you to conduct yourself as a boy, and boys, it's okay for you to conduct yourself as a girl. And not only that, but for you to be able to have the abstract reasoning and thinking skills to make those decisions and understand it at such young ages, wherein we previously said they can't even understand a document enough to read it. They don't have abstract thinking. That's what we even said through the science. At 2 and 3, they can barely talk and say words. They don't even have the ability to abstract think, to understand complex psychological things and links and repercussions. But yet, we'll tell them, oh, well, this is what you're really meant to be, and so this is what you should do. We have schools where girls are being told they can go into boys' bathrooms, and boys are being told they can go into girls' bathrooms. All they have to do is just say, well, I'm a boy today, or I'm a girl today. Bathrooms, most of them, and little girls' bathrooms and female bathrooms, where the doors aren't even fully, closed. There's usually some kind of gap in between the hinge. These are the things we are doing, where we are saying in society that God is not God, and we want God out of every situation. We don't want you to say Jesus. We have LGBT that's saying we demand that everyone is tolerant of us and accept our right to live our lives the way we choose, but who has no same tolerance for anyone else. The owners of Chick-fil-A believe in marriage between a man and a woman, and they have the right to believe that. And quite frankly, until the owner did an interview and said it, no one knew it, because Chick-fil-A itself, through the business, never discriminated. You never heard any complaint from any gay person that they had gone to Chick-fil-A and been discriminated against. But all of a sudden, we don't want Chick-fil-A here. We don't want them there. The owners need to renounce themselves. No, no, no. The days are evil, so it is time to redeem the time. Redeem the time as a woman or man of God to be willing to speak out against things that are ungodly, even if you're part of it, even if I'm part of it, even if I'm living wrong, even if I'm in sin, it doesn't change the fact that sin is sin because I'm a part of it. It's still sin. And so we have to be willing to redeem the time, to walk circumspectly, to understand the times that we're in so that we will be wise and not those who are foolish. And whatever it is that God has put in your heart or spirit that is you're supposed to do, it is now time to awake from sleep and to begin to do that thing. Whatever it is that God has shown you, you are supposed to be doing in life. Whatever ministry he's given you, whatever talents God has given you, whatever ability to change the world and to impact it for good that God has given you, now is the time. Now is the time, because we're talking about redeem the time. Now is the time for you to go to work. Now is the time for you to stop worrying about what everyone else thinks of you. Now is the time. Today is the day for you to stop feeling like you're not worthy enough, like you have not been validated enough, for you to stop holding your own past, your own sins, your own flaws and mistakes over your head. Now is the time for you to realize that if God called you, he knew who you were before you were even created. He predestined you. He preordained you. He justified you. Now is the time for you to redeem the time. Whatever it is that you want out of life, glory, today is the day to start doing it. Whatever situation you want to be in your home, today is the day to go in and cast the devil out and to fill your home with the power, the anointing, and love of Christ and to bring into fruition every promise that God has given you for your children, for your children's children. For your own career, your own health, your own mind and safety, for your marriage, or if you're single and you're wanting marriage, today is the day for you to start living what God gave you to live. Today is the day to impact your job. Today is the day for you to make change wherever you go, that you are a positive change agent, that when you leave someone's presence, be it on the telephone, be it in person, on social media, that what you have left is a carbon or a footprint, I should say, of something that changes lives for the better. And that includes sometimes having to rebuke people. Sometimes having to stand up for something that is unpopular. We're getting ready to go into prayer, but I can tell you that as an attorney, sometimes I take cases that are not popular. Sometimes I represent people that others would say to me, oh, Evangelist Rossi, you sure you want to take that? And it's not so much from the Christian standpoint they're saying that, but because everyone knows, for example, I'm really involved in civil rights cases, et cetera. And so maybe this case that I'm taking, maybe I'm representing someone of a different race and where people feel like, oh, that might not fit with what you're doing. No. What I'm doing is righteousness. What I'm doing is righteous judgment. I don't represent cases for an agenda. I don't represent cases for an affiliation. An attorney is what I do. A Christian is who I am. I seek the facts and the truth of righteous judgment. Today is the time, as we go into prayer, for you to redeem yourself, redeem your gifts, redeem your life. Quit being beholden to everyone else and be beholden instead unto God. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Just pray. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory. Father, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Our souls say thank you today, God. This is another day that you've given us, and we bless you. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name remains worthy to be praised. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And oh, Lord, we magnify you. Today, Lord, we just ask that you would bless everyone this day. Father, that you would touch them, that you would encourage them, strengthen them, give them courage.
to redeem the time, to reclaim what is there, to not worry about what others think, Father, but to worry about what you think. Are we doing what you told us to do? Because we're walking in evil times, in evil days, but Father, we have the ability to be a light, to change the world, and to change those around us. So Lord, I ask you to give them strength, give them faith, give them courage, Lord. Come in, Father, and move every doubt, move every bit of, Father, unvalidation or invalidation in their spirit. Let them know that you called them, you love them, you see them. Now, Father, ask that you would bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them coming in and bless them going out. Everything that they touch, everything that they do, everywhere that they go, everything that they speak. Father, send forth your anointing and destroy the yoke. Father, make ways, open doors, save, heal, sanctify, deliver, set free. Do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. And Father, we will forever give your name the glory. We'll forever give you the praise in the name of Jesus. We pray, man. It looks like I have someone who's pressed one to come into my queue. Let me do the altar call, and then I'll take your question or comment before we end. Hallelujah. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will redeem the time. I will walk out your plan. I will walk out your purpose, glory. And I will walk out your destiny for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, just come on, give God a good hallelujah. Come on and give God a good hallelujah. Make sure you're tuning in with me, because part of being saved is spending time with the Lord daily, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We won't have tonight's Real Talk Bible study because it is my pastor's anniversary tonight, and so I'll be there. I'm part of the team that will be in charge tonight. But we will resume next Wednesday night at 7. So make sure you text the message DF to phone number 33222 so that you can follow. Again, that's DF to phone number 33222 so that you can follow both podcasts and you will receive the recording. I'm going to bring phone number 5722, last digits 5722, on the air. It shows that you want. Do you have a question or comment?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, calling from sunny Las Vegas. It's not sunny yet. The sun hasn't arisen on our side of the West, but I just love y'all, man. The word, I need redemption. I need faith. I need patience. Oh. When my grandma died and I got off that bus at 6:15 and I hit Las Vegas, at 6:30 I found out my other grandma was dead. So I'm going to see one grandma with breast cancer, and my other grandma died. And it's like I've been on four radio shows already today. I got 10 to do it, and I got to do my show when I'm done. But I lost my way. And sometimes you make mistakes whenever the devil distracts you. And it's so easy to get distracted, and it's so easy to get lost in what everybody else says you're supposed to do. So the word y'all been dropping is so potent and so preeminent. I just had to tell y'all, keep pressing through the faith, because God is going to always show you where you need to be. And as he show you where you need to be, and you look at everything, and you look at the whole makeup of life as an individual, you only one speck in the midst of this time and space. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. Yeah. I'm over here grieving my one grandma and my other grandma go. So it's like, I can't be there, and I haven't seen my grandma in 4 years, so it's like, I'm dying inside on one side, and I just had a baby on September 22nd, and I was born on March 22nd. So 6 months to my birthday every year, we gonna always celebrate my new baby birthday. So it's like, no matter what nobody says and what nobody do, I know God is real. I feel his spirit. It's like fire shot up in my bones, and it's one of these kind of situations that I can't grieve the spirit. When we get to a certain point, yeah. when we get into life and we can't grieve the spirit, God is going to move.
Yeah.
God is going to move when we don't expect him, and we can't pray for his will and it happen, and we say, oh, God, we don't want it. No, it got to happen.
Yeah.
And no matter what, we are all protected by a faith that never will stop, and that's why Jesus died
yeah.
for every sin. He didn't die for our sins.
Oh,
who
yeah.
was the judge? He died for the sins that we committed on purpose, the sins we didn't know, the sins
yeah.
we committed when we was intoxicated, the sins we didn't commit while we wasn't intoxicated. There's times we're supposed to go, leave, and it's time for people to stay and pray. So no matter what goes
Amen.
On, God is in control. He holds us up
yeah.
every last breath. But this same God also
yeah.
holds up the sun, moon, and the stars. So when you
Amen.
Put it all together, we are focused. We are focused as a people on God's will. So I respect what you're doing, and it's hard to get up. Right now, it's 7:20 right now. Most people turning over in their bed.
Passion.
They ain't even went to sleep. Oh, my God. I'm going
to go into prayer just because, you
yes.
know, this show is only 15 minutes. But we're going
Amen.
To pray for you
Let
and your
pray.
Family before I
Please.
End.
For my newborn,
Thank
one
you.
Love. For one love. Please pray for one love. She's a new baby. We got Empress Love and one love.
Okay.
She's a new baby.
Okay.
She's not even 3 weeks
okay.
old. So everything, 3, 7, 11, and 12
yeah.
is where it's at. I need those prayers. Please pray for my
oh,
new
right.
baby.
Let's go
well,
into
I lost
prayer.
One, and then
Hallelujah.
Here we got a brand new. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Let's go into prayer. Father, we just come to you again in the name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify you this morning for this pastor calling in from Vegas. We thank you, first of all, Lord, for his transparency. That he was just able to talk about the fact, Lord, that, you know, there have been things going on that weren't the best things. And then we thank you, Lord, for his vulnerability, that he was able to speak about losing his grandmothers and, you know, the effect things are having on him. And we thank you, Lord, for his children. We thank you, God, that in all of these situations, he exemplified and he shared his humanity. And so, God, we give you praise for that.
He was willing, Lord, to share the humanity of what happens to us, even as ministers, Lord, that we grieve like everyone else. We go through like everyone else. We have ups and downs like every other person. Father, we experience times of grief and anger, denial. Father, we experience times of doubt like every other person. But Lord, we magnify you that throughout all of this, he never forgot that you are God. So, Lord, we ask today, first of all, God, that you strengthen him. Father, that you come in and that you strengthen him in this situation and you remind him of your word that he's never alone, that you never leave us and you never forsake us. And, Father, that even when mother and father are gone, you come in and you take us up. He's not alone. Lord, then we ask that you just come in and that you send your angels to minister to him and his family, just as when Jesus had finished fasting and was tempted of the devil out in the wilderness, God, you sent the angels to minister unto him, because fighting this fight, it is a daily war, and sometimes, even as when the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus, the virtue goes out of us. Now, Lord, we ask that you would touch everyone in his family. Father, that you would give them everything that is needed. That even as he goes to his other broadcast today, Father, that he will go now just as if his body now has been renewed. His spirit has been renewed. It's just like fire has shut up in his bones. He's standing tall with his back ramrod straight, remembering again who you are, what you've done. That when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him, and no weapon formed against his family shall ultimately prosper. Now, Lord, bless them. Love on them. Father, exalt him and promote him, because he has a voice, Father, to be used for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We just bless you. We bless you, Pastor. We thank you for your testimony, your vulnerability. I thank you for the encouragement. And please feel free, you know, to tune in with us Monday through Friday. We're here at 7 a.m. Eastern. It's 15 minutes. And then Wednesday nights, we're here at 7 p.m. for Bible study, where I do take questions and comments and prayer requests live. And we're actually able to rightly, you know, expound upon the word, and everyone is able to participate. As I said, we won't do it tonight because it's my pastor's anniversary tonight, and so I have to be there. All right, everyone, today's topic was to redeem the time. And I mean, this pastor just was the icing on the cake for such a glorious teaching today. And then your task for today is to live today as if it was your last. Everything that you'd want to do, everything you'd want to say, every talent and gift that you want to have put out there in the earth, the things that you would want to be in your obituary, live your life so that that's what it will be and not because someone made it up. All right? I love you. Visit me at rawsi.org, rawsi.org, for more information, to contact me, to send me your prayer request. For bookings, and as well to sow into Rossi Williams Ministry. I'll see you in the morning. Remember, it's up to you to reclaim your time.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know.